Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Monday, March 6, 2023. Economist and New York University professor Nouriel Nobini, one of the first economists to predict the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009, told Australia's ABC on Thursday that the world is facing the perfect storm of high inflation, rising interest rates, and a recession in 2023, with people who are currently employed likely to be hit hardest by the crisis. Quote, "I do believe that a stagflation crisis is going to emerge this year," he said, pointing out that the debt ratio in advanced economies was only 100% of GDP in the 1970s, while currently it is 420% of GDP in private and public debt. So in this case, if we have shocks to, say, oil prices, not only do you get inflation, not only do you get recession and stagflation, but you get what I call a great stagflation debt crisis. Because with interest rates so high, then the debt ratio has become unsustainable, he explained. Stagflation is an economic cycle characterized by slow growth and a high unemployment rate, accompanied by inflation. Nicknamed Dr. Doom by Wall Street for his dire economic predictions, Robini suggested that all of this would force the U.S. Federal Reserve and other central banks to keep hiking interest rates until their economies fell into recession. Nobini commented that he thinks the Fed funds rate will have to be certainly above 6% to achieve a 2% inflation target. But if you raise interest rates to 6%, then you're going to have a real hard time landing. So what exactly is the Fed fund rate? The federal funds rate is the target interest rate set by the Federal Open Market Committee, or the FOMC. This is the rate at which commercial banks borrow and lend their excess reserves to each other overnight. The federal funds rate can influence short-term rates on consumer loans and credit cards. Investors keep an eye out on the federal funds rate as well because it has a high impact on the stock market. Financial institutions are required to maintain interest-bearing accounts at Federal Reserve banks to ensure they have enough money to cover depositors' withdrawals and other obligations. Any money in their reserve that exceeds the required level is available for lending to other banks that might have a shortfall. Here's how it works. Customers deposit their money at banks, and those deposits provide banks with the capital needed for extending loans and other forms of credit to their customers. Regulators require that banks and other depository institutions keep a certain percentage of their total capital in reserve to help guarantee their stability and solvency. According to Robini, with a Fed funds rate above 6%, it would precipitate a harsh correction in equity markets. Bond yields go higher, credit spreads for private sector debt widen, and all this would eventually lead to a severe financial crisis. This scenario could spark a severe recession, a stock market crash, and an explosion in debt defaults, leaving the Fed with no choice but to back off their attempt to fight inflation and instead let prices spiral out of control, he added. The result would be a steep recession anyway, followed by more debt and inflation problems. That financial distress is going to make the recession more severe, and a more severe recession by having a contraction of income and output is going to increase the number of defaults by household, businesses, corporates, and even some financial institutions and some governments in poor countries that have serious debt problems, Robini warned. He also said that people who are currently employed would likely be hit the hardest by the looming crisis, including those who kept their jobs. Stagflation is the worst of all worlds for workers, he stressed. Robini has previously said the benchmark stock index could slide another 30% as investors battled extreme macro conditions. So what is the solution to this economic nightmare? Robini urged investors to protect themselves by choosing inflation hedges, which is an investment that is considered to protect the decreased purchasing power of a currency that results from the loss of its value due to rising prices, either macroeconomically or due to inflation. It typically involves investing in an asset that is expected to maintain or increase its value over a specific period. Nobini suggests investments in gold, inflation-indexed bonds, and short-term bonds. Those picks are likely to beat stocks and bonds, he said, which could suffer. The signs are all around us: a housing crash, an automobile crash, inflation, high energy costs, layoffs, etc. If you're paying attention, then you already know you should be taking some action if you can. To ignore it and hoping for the best is asking for trouble and, quite frankly, irresponsible. At this point, you should be putting away some extra food, some extra water, and some cash in case there is a run. There is no harm in prepping a little. At the very least, it will give you a sense of comfort if a crisis should occur. This, of course, should not be considered financial advice or life advice. It is simply a commentary on what some of the world's best economists are warning us. Use your own judgment. Thank you for watching. If you can, please support my channel by buying me a cup of coffee or by visiting my affiliate links. Your support is greatly appreciated and helps me continue to provide content. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.